Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starn.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, happy Super Tuesday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starn's radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. A lot happening as voters in a number of states around the nation, from Alaska to Maine to Virginia to right here in Tennessee, are going to the polls to vote. I went this morning in my town, Germantown, Tennessee, and I was the only person there. I was the only person in line. And anyway, everybody was very gracious and thanked them all for serving and walked in. And they said, I think the lady may have known who I was, because it was, I said, I'd like a Republican ballot. She already had it pulled. So I got the ballot. And by the way, here in Tennessee, I don't know how it is in your states, but we can choose between a paper ballot and the machine. I said, give me the paper. Give me the paper. So I went over there and filled it out, and proud to say I voted for Donald John Trump as our next great president of the Republican primary. Anyway, very curious to hear how things are going in your neighborhoods, in your towns, any issues at all. I know in Memphis, Tennessee, there are a lot of power outages apparently impacting people. There's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there suggesting that the morning Facebook and Instagram outage was a way to suppress the vote. I don't know. It could have very well been somebody just pushed the wrong button. Who knows? Noah, by the way, Noah Brent from our great affiliate down in Pascagoula says, you just look like a Republican. Yeah, that's actually probably pretty true. I kind of ooze Republican. So anyway, we'll be taking your calls if there are any issues. And I'm curious to know how turnout is in your community. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We are anticipating a low voter turnout across parts of Tennessee, and that may be the case elsewhere. But we need to get out, and we need to show the president that we've got his back and that we are supporting him. But I want to start out the conversation today with a crazy story that Congressman Tim Burchett shared on his Twitter account earlier today. And we have the story up at toddstearns.com, and I would encourage you to go and check this out. Here's the headline: Veterans Affairs banishes V-Day kissing photo. This was the historic, the iconic VJ Day photo in Times Square. You may have seen the photograph. It symbolized the joy and the celebration in this nation on the day World War II ended, when the Japanese officially surrendered. And we call that, children, VJ Day. And I say that because I don't think they teach this in the schools anymore. So anyway, Alfred Eisenstadt actually took the photograph August 14th, 1945. And you may remember the photograph. It's this sailor. He's got his hat on. He's dressed in his uniform, his all-white uniform, and he is kissing a woman dressed in all white, like a nursing outfit, but it turns out she was a dental assistant. And just basically planted a slobber knocker of a kiss on this American young lady. And that photograph has been displayed in books and museums, inside Veterans Affairs offices across the country, but not anymore because of a memorandum that went out to staff, and this was shared by Congressman Burchett earlier today. The Department of Veterans Affairs has given order to remove the photograph because they say it depicts a non-consensual act that is inconsistent with their policies towards sexual harassment and assault. Quote, this action reflects our dedication to creating a respectful and safe workplace and is in keeping with our broader efforts to promote a culture of inclusivity and awareness. I'm just curious, is the problem that you had a heterosexual man kissing a heterosexual woman? Is that the problem here? The VA says they have a no-tolerance policy towards domestic violence, and the photograph violates that policy. In other words, the VA is literally comparing the celebratory kiss on the day that the Japanese surrendered to rape. The VA says the decision was made after recent discussions that involved the agency's Assault and Harassment Prevention Office. Well, there you go. They went on to say this. The Department of Justice. Oh, here, I've got to read this quote. This is a fascinating quote because this is how they're justifying all of this. They're saying that through the lens of history, we have to go back and erase things. Quote, perspectives on historical events and their representations evolve. Recent you see, you folks thought this was all about going after Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee, but they're coming after everybody. Recent discussions have highlighted concerns about the non-consensual nature of the kiss. Somebody literally got triggered. They walked into a Veterans Affairs office and they saw the kiss and they said, date rape, I'm triggered. Now, we don't know who these people are that were triggered. Were they communist? Were they pajama boy snowflakes? Were they dudes wearing man buns? Were they purple-haired plus-size gals with man hands? We do not know. But I got to tell you, this was an iconic moment. I say iconic because I doubt something like that will ever be replicated in woke America. And here's the reason why. Because let's just say we go to war and we have another victory and I don't know, I'm just a speculating spitball in here. Let's call it Victory in Ukraine Day, right? So we're having the big celebration in Times Square. I don't think you're going to find a red-blooded American sailor kissing a female in Times Square. And here's the reason why. Because there's no guarantee that the dental hygienist in the high heels and the skirt is actually a girl these days. Got to be careful. So here we go. VJ Day in Times Square is now officially getting the heave-ho, according to this memorandum that was shared by Congressman Burchett. And they say that the photo is going to be replaced with a suitable alternative photograph. And we don't know what that is, but here's my guess. That it's gonna you're going to have two gender non-conforming, two-spirit lesbians making out during a drag queen story time. That's what I think the new photograph will be. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I wrote Twilight's Last Gleaming, because we are at a crossroads in this nation. The idea that we live in a nation where people get triggered by one of the most beautiful, iconic photographs in all of American modern history is beyond me. But this is where we are right now. This is what woke America looks like. So I have a question for you. Do you have a problem with the photograph? Does that photograph symbolize rape to you or sexual assault to you? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. But just like George Orwell wrote in 1984, this is yet another example of the cultural cleansing of America. Pucker up, baby. All right, let's go to Scott in Maine, listening to us on WLOB, wants to give us an update on voting in his state. All right, Scott, have you gone out to vote today?
Yes, I have gone out to vote, and unfortunately, I was disappointed because we have the ranked choice voting. I thought it was only local, but this is on a national level now. And so you have to put in your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth choices. And I voted Donald Trump, and I figured, well, what?
Oh, dear. I think we lost Scott there. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. It's the phone line, so... 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Stearns, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. All right, the ban on this photograph, the Times Square kiss photo, and you can see it for yourself on ToddStearns.com. The ban was announced internally at all VA medical centers late last month in a memorandum from Rima Ann Nelson. And she is the VA Health Administration's top operations official. Employees were instructed to promptly remove any depictions of the famous photo and replace them immediately. And we have the, as a matter of fact, Congressman Tim Burchett actually has the official memorandum that was written. And this is a lengthy memorandum. But now we're getting word that the head of the VA is now saying, well, I'm overruling the ban. Well, the problem is they've already been removed. The pictures have already been removed. Let's go to Rick in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. Rick, what do you think about this idea of removing all of the kiss photos?
Well, Todd, I'm a Navy veteran, and I've seen that photo many times. And those uniforms, those white uniforms, were called the summer whites. So they were. It was summertime in New York City. I was a member of the medical profession in the Navy, and knew many other women in the medical profession, both nurses and in the dental corps. And to start with, in the beginning of your statement, when you first announced that, there was something there about a non-consensual. I want to know, how does anybody know that that was non-consensual? Because during a victory like that, I'm sure there are a lot of people looking around and very willingly give consent for a celebration.
Well, I have to imagine in the heat of the moment, and you've, I mean, if you've been around one of these, you know, in one of these events where there's so much excitement, enthusiasm, you know, you hug somebody, you give them a kiss. And I mean, this was, I can't even imagine the thrill and exuberance that was in this country after World War II.
Right. And it was probably the best kiss that young man ever got.
As a matter of fact, to your point, Rick, there was in the Arizona Republic. This was back in 2019. They were already starting rumblings about whether or not this was an unwanted kiss, and they interviewed the woman. Her name was Greta Zimmer, and as soon as she heard that the Japanese had surrendered, she literally went to Times Square, and she became part of the celebration. And just like all the other revelers, they were out there, got caught up in the excitement, and he swept her into an embrace and kissed her. And she didn't have any problem with it.
Exactly. I believe that. And the sad part is there'll probably never be any camaraderie like that again in the military as long as the leadership is going down the path that they're going down now.
That's it. That's it. Rick, appreciate that call. And it's really a sad thing in this country, but this is where we are. Now, the guy in the photograph, he passed away several years back, and he says, hey, look, it was all in good, clean, honest fun, and he said he kissed the girl because he thought she was a war nurse. So there you go. It's but again, now the photograph, it's already been removed, but now that it's become public, the VA is backing off of it. Do you see how evil these people are? I'm telling you, folks, they're coming after everything that you hold dear, everything that you cherish, everything that you think is good and decent and symbolizes something in America. It is going to be destroyed. Years ago, there had been a lot of people saying, well, we need to take some dynamite and we need to blow the face of Robert E. Lee off of Stone Mountain in Georgia. And people laughed and thought how idiotic and outrageous that would be. I'm telling you, if the Democrats have their way, they will do that. They literally want to destroy our history, and they want to make us live in a miserable, humorless, passionless society. That's what they're after here. When I wrote Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? That's the lesson. We can save America, and it's going to take a lot of work to save America, but if you're willing to try, then we've got a fighting chance. But if you don't, well, you know what? This is what you get. But to somehow say that photograph symbolizes sexual assault is simply outrageous. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, folks, I want to give you an update on where we're at. Yesterday, a little slow in the giving, but that's okay. It was a busy breaking news day. All this month, we are raising money for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. By the way, just yesterday, we've got a story up on our website. This is insane. A senior citizen center told a bunch of elderly people they could no longer advertise or promote their Bible study because it might offend people. These are the kinds of cases that Alliance Defending Freedom fights every single day, and they don't charge the elderly people any money. They do those cases free of charge. That's what they do at ADF. And that's why we've got to step up and we've got to raise money for these guys so they continue to fight the good fight. Now, Alliance Defending Freedom is going to be making their latest appearance at the Supreme Court, where they will be challenging the Food and Drug Administration's unlawful removal of its original safety standards. And this is on harmful abortion drugs. These are abortion drugs available by mail. So we asked Eric Baptist of Alliance Defending Freedom why ADF feels so strongly that the FDA should not have lowered standards for abortion pills being made public, being made available to the public. Let's listen.
Previously, I thought it was more your brick and mortar Planned Parenthood women would go there and have surgical abortions, and that was what most women were doing. But come to ADF, I realized, digging deep into this issue, that most are now done by chemical means, by mail, without ever meeting with a medical professional, definitely not a doctor, in your own home, in your own dorm room, by yourself, without any medical supervision. It's inherently dangerous and, frankly, illegal.
All right, so here's the deal. We've got to help grandma and grandpa have their Bible studies. We've got to make sure that these young Christian girls, these female athletes, don't have to play basketball with full-grown men with beards. And the way we can do that is by ponying up some cash and helping our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And we're making it super simple. So here's the deal, folks. I want you to go to ToddStearns.com, click on the banner at the top of the page, and you'll be able to make a donation. $5, $10, $100, $500, whatever you can give. Our goal is $20,000, and we've got to make up from yesterday. We didn't do too good yesterday, but that's okay. Today, we're going to make it up. I have faith in you. Again, ToddStearns.com. You click on that Stand with ADF banner. Now, you can also give them a call, 855-417-6556. Again, that's 855-417-6556, and you'll be able to make a donation on the phone. Folks, we got a lot coming up. Caroline Levitt's going to be here, Robin Poffman, Super Tuesday. Let us know what's happening in your area. If you see any problems, give us a call and let us know about it. We'll be right back, folks. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see, black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts.
When you heard that, what did you think? Big sigh.
First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Charles.
No, Gail.
You really can't say that because, A, you don't mean that.
I mean that sincerely. I'm going to just tell you something.
And then you will be arrested for assault. And then what?
I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate.
Don't encourage him. Okay, but go ahead.
Seriously.
Continue.
First of all, if I was at that...
At that conference, yeah.
I'd have got up and walked out. That was an insult to all black people. Because he's basically just saying... And first of all, to compare black history where we've been discriminated against to his plight...
Yes.
Well, first of all, he's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're prosecuting him for stuff he did wrong. And for him to compare...
It's still in the court system, Charles. We have to wait. It's still in the court system. But continue.
Well, some of the stuff is true. They did storm the Capitol. They did say that the election was stolen. Those aren't lies, Gail. Those are
facts.
But to compare... I would have got up and walked out because it's not a fair comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a billionaire. He's had a great life. He's been president of the United States. To insult black people who have been discriminated against all these years, to put them in the same category, I was just offended.
So there you go. That's Charles Barkley, whose claim to fame in America. He will go down in the annals of American history as being a man who could dribble a ball between his legs. That's his claim to fame. And he's out there saying on national television, on CNN, which, by the way, I know nobody watches this, and it's really sad. The name of the program is called King Charles, and the reason why it's called King Charles, the co-host, the lady voice there, is Gail King. And you might remember her as Oprah's special friend. And so Gail and Charles Barkley hosting a show together that nobody's watching. And it's really painful. You know, I think the producers at CNN, they thought, well, you know, Barkley, he's unhinged on a lot of these sports shows. So why don't we get him in the studio and we'll try to do the same thing? And it's just not working out. And I think the reason why is, and please don't take me the wrong way here, the guy's a little ignorant. right? I mean, when it comes to sports, yeah, he knows his stuff. But when he's in the world of politics, yeah, it's just not good. So anyway, he wants to punch all of you black Trump supporters. He wants to physically assault you. He wants to beat the holy living crap out of all of you black Trump supporters. This is what Charles Barkley said. And you heard Gayle King, Oprah's special friend, say, now, Charles, you got to walk that back. You really don't mean that. Oh, I mean it. Oh, I'm going to pop somebody. Now, Charles, no, I'm serious, Gayle King, Oprah's special friend. I am serious. All right. Again, he's on national television, and when somebody, and there may be a lot of leftists out there, they're watching CNN, and they're seeing this, and they may, in their minds, their little warped, demented, diseased liberal minds, be thinking to themselves, oh, wow. Well, Charles Barkley says, I need to go out there, and I need to beat up black Trump supporters. You watch what's going to happen. There are some really warped people that watch CNN and MSDNC, and they actually buy into all of this hate coming out of the left. Could you imagine for a moment? Fox News. You've got, Jesse Waters. All right, Jesse Waters in prime time, and he's saying, all right, listen up. You know what? I'm tired of all of you black Biden supporters. And if you're a black Biden, I just want to knock your lights out. I want to punch you in the face. I'm just curious. How do you think the national media would have reacted to that? How do you think the people, those little diseased little cretins over at Media Matters, how do you think they would have responded to this? Jesse Waters would have been run right out of Fox News headquarters. That's what would have happened. But Charles Barkley, it's okay for someone like him to declare on national television that he's going to beat the holy living daylights out of black Trump supporters. That's what we're dealing with here. And that's the level of hostility. I want you to remember this. We're going to archive that audio. And as soon as, and you know this is going to happen, as soon as black Trump Republicans get accosted, we're going to play that back. Because quite frankly, what Charles Barkley did is criminal. And he ought to be held accountable. But you know how it goes, folks. They're not going to be held accountable. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, a Super Tuesday underway. Some problems here in the Tennessee area where the power's out, so nobody's able to vote. When I went to go cast my ballot, I did it the old-fashioned way. I said, give it to me. I'm going to circle it in. I don't want anything to do with the machine. I don't know about you folks, but I can't do the, I don't trust those machines. I'm not saying one thing or another. I'm just saying I don't trust the machines. I'd rather do it myself. So there you go. Where is that story I was looking for? Oh, yes. Have you heard about AOC? This is a fascinating story. So AOC was in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, and I was watching this crazy video on, there's a ladybug crawling on the studio desk. Where did she come from? AOC is out there, and she's all upset. She was in my old neighborhood, and I lived in one of these beautiful high-rise buildings, one of the brand-new buildings in downtown. And like the first 20 floors of this building are actually like, it's a grocery store. They have a Target, Trader Joe's, a massive underground food court. And then they have one of the best movie theaters in America, the Alamo Draft House. And if you haven't been to an Alamo Draft House, I am telling you, go. You are going to love it. It's one of these deals where they give you a nice Barca lounger. And they have a waitress, and she comes over, and she'll take your order. You can get whatever you want, food, beverages, the popcorn. It's pretty awesome. And no kids are allowed. You can't be a child and go to these movies. It's a great experience. And the best part, they don't have like 45 minutes of trailers, right? You sit down, the movie comes on. And they also warn you that if you turn on your cell phone, they will immediately throw you out. I love it. So anyway, AOC was apparently at the Alamo Draft House. So she was going to see a movie at the Alamo Draft House. And there were a bunch of pro-Hamas demonstrators that were tracking her. And they accosted her and inside the Alamo Draft House. Do we have the audio ready to go on that yet? We're working on it. So this is pretty unbelievable stuff. The audio is beyond insane. So you've got AOC, and she is running out of the theater, and she is fit to be tied. How dare you, chase me down inside a movie theater? And she is just enraged, and with that whiny little AOC voice of hers, how dare you? You leave me alone, you bad, bad people. Look, these are pro-Hamas demonstrators. And as soon as she came out of the theater, they had one guy chasing her, and she goes down the escalator, and then there's another camera. So they like literally ambushed AOC. And she is enraged by this, just absolutely enraged. Who do you people think you are chasing me out of the theater? With your lies. It's all blanked up, man. It's all blanked up. I mean, she's cursing at them. It's absolutely hilarious. But here's the great irony. It was AOC herself, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who wrote on Twitter, "The whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable." So it was AOC herself who's responsible for what happened to her yesterday. Take a listen.
You refuse to call it a genocide.
I need you to understand that this is not okay.
It's not okay that there's a genocide happening. You're not actively against it.
You're lying.
I'm lying?
You're not.
You went on TV and avoided talking about it.
You just
now acting
against
it.
You just saw what you're deciding in political ways. You can't go on a genocide. We're not lying.
We're not lying.
You've been sending me interviews. It's insane. You haven't been calling it a genocide. Don't tell me I'm lying. Then just say it's a genocide. Just say it. Over 30,000 people are dead, AOC. You can't just say it for once. Just say the word. That's it. That's all we want you to say. Or you're not angry about people publicly can't call it genocide. Over 30,000 people have died.
Stop. Okay? Stop.
We're not doing anything. We're just talking to an elected public official. That's all we're doing. That's it.
Cut it, and you're going to cut this, and you're going to clip this so that it's completely out of context. I already said that it was, and y'all are just going to pretend that it wasn't over and over again. It's f***ed up, man. And you're not helping these people,
TV.
And you're not helping them.
You refuse to.
You're not helping them. You're not helping them. You're not helping them. It's blanked up, man. It's blanked up. Who do you people think you are? Leave me alone.
And what was it that AOC said, ladies and gentlemen? The whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. I don't know about you, but it looks to me like AOC was pretty darn uncomfortable. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. You know what? AOC, she can dish it, but she can't take it. And that's really unfortunate. But AOC, accosted by pro-Palestinian protesters over in Brooklyn, my old hood, she was in my old building. And by the way, somebody asked, who is the gay bestie that was following AOC around? That wasn't a gay bestie. That was the boyfriend. Leave her alone. Leave her alone, you pig meanies. Leave her alone. She clearly wears the pants in that relationship. I'm just telling you. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. A private university in New York State says it's time for transgender athletes to hang up their cleats. Dr. Wayne Lewis is president at Houghton University. He says that biological males should no longer be allowed to compete in sports, women's sports. Now, Houghton is a Christian liberal arts school, but they believe that this issue is about morality. And they say that a fringe agenda under the guise of inclusivity is now unfairly displacing hardworking female athletes and obliterating historic records, rather, and achievements. I'm wondering, do you agree with this? Do you believe it is time to stop biological males from being allowed to compete in women's sports? On a side note, there's a story out of Wisconsin school district there. Moms and dads are just enraged. Their daughters coming home from volleyball practice, and they've got bruises and welts, and apparently they've got some guy who thinks he's a girl, and he's on the team, and he's basically battering the girls. As if this is somehow okay. Anyway, Dr. Lewis says it is simply wrong to allow men to take over women's sports. And what have we said on this program? What is the definition of the whole transgender movement? In a nutshell, the transgender movement is this. This is the following Todd Starnes definition of the transgender movement. That men make better women than women do. That's the definition of the transgender movement. Dr. Lewis says that the problem is parents and school leaders and professional athletes are not speaking up. And he says they've got to speak up. He says that silence is complicit with the fringe agenda that is threatening to dismantle girls and women's athletics. And I believe that. I absolutely believe that. 901-260-5926 is our number. Coming up, Caroline Leavitt's going to be here. Senator Rick Scott. Also, Timothy Head from the Faith and Freedom Coalition and our good friend Robin Poffman will kick off next hour talking about Super Tuesday. And we're going to ask her about the VJ Day photo as well, which is causing a lot of controversy around the country. Also, ladies and gentlemen, want to encourage you to take a moment and pre-order a copy of my new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? This morning, I did an interview, about an hour-long interview, with our friends at the Heritage Foundation for the Daily Signal. And I'm always a little nervous when the reviewers start reviewing the book. You never know how they're going to take it. Are they going to get the humor? Are they going to get the point I was trying to make? And I will tell you that so far, everybody is spot on. Last night did about another hour-long interview with our friends at Western Journal, and they were just really saying some very nice things about the book and the message. And one of the things that people are really appreciating is the humor. And there is a lot of humor. There's a lot of satire. We want people to laugh. I want you folks to have a good time as we go through some of these very difficult issues in our country. And so, anyway, we don't have the power of Fox. Fox News is not letting me come on their airwaves to promote the book. So we need your help to spread the word and become ambassadors of the show and of the book. And I would just be greatly appreciative if you would go and pre-order a copy right now, wherever you buy your books, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. I will say this, that Barnes & Noble and Books A Million have been incredibly kind and generous to us. And they have asked me to consider doing book signings at their stores, and we're going to do our very best to accommodate them. But the message coming from Barnes & Noble, and the manager of one of the stores asked me to pass this along, and I said I'm happy to do it. She says, Todd, we just want people to know that we love conservative authors here at Barnes & Noble. And we love conservatives at Barnes & Noble, and we want to sell you guys books. And I like that. I'm like, well, thank you very much. That was a very kind thing to say, because not everybody's like that. And a lot of these bookstores are intolerant of conservatives, and we would much rather do business with people who like conservatives. So if you happen to be at a Barnes & Noble, drop in and say thank you, and then go buy something. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. We are coming back. Robin Poffman joins us at the bottom of the next hour. Caroline Leavitt, President Trump's National Press Secretary, is going to be here. And we've got a lot more coming your way. So hang tight. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, folks, hang tight. Hour two of the big show on Super Tuesday. Have you gotten out? Have you voted today? If not, what are you waiting for? Go vote. We'll be right back, America.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Todd, that's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Giving that girl a kiss in Times Square and some they getting triggered. How ignorant can you be? Thank God I don't hang around people like that. That's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Take down the picture. What a bunch of knotheads. A box of rocks.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what. Go find that woman if she's still alive and ask her. And heck, if dead people can still vote, I'd go ask her still. Maybe she'll give them an answer. And say, hey, there was nothing wrong with that kiss. Just a bunch of idiots.
Pucker up, baby. Thank you, Mark, from Florida. Mark, by the way, using our shout back function to literally shout at us, you can access that by downloading our free app. You say, Todd, how do I get the app? Very simple. All you have to do is go to KWAM Radio, KWAMRadio.com, and download the app free of charge, and you'll be able to do just what Mark did and send us a shout out. So if you're not near a phone, or maybe you're at lunch, you're at the office, you can do it that way. Welcome to hour two of the big show. And by the way, Mark talking about this crazy story up on our website, Veterans Affairs sending out a memorandum last month ordering all offices to remove the iconic Victory in Japan Day photograph, the iconic kiss in Times Square. They now say that that has triggered people and it is a symbol of sexual assault and it's got to go. So that memorandum went out last month, just made public today. Now VA says, oh, well, yeah, we're rescinding that order. Okay, but all the photos have been taken down. Are they going back up? Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, great correspondent, Robin Poffman joins us. Robin, can you believe the nonsense happening in this country?
I'm going to download the app and then start screaming into it when I hear stories like that. Come on now. Don't we have bigger things to worry about? Like Facebook was down today. What are you going to do, right, when you can't communicate on Facebook and Instagram? That's a way bigger story.
It's terrible. All these poor little Gen Zers were like shaking. They were going into withdrawal because they couldn't like post photographs of their avocado toast this morning. It was very tragic.
I know, right? I mean, Todd, I have to just say this to you, right? I cannot believe how the calendar how we are moving in such a rapid flow that this is, you know, Super Tuesday. I feel like we were just sitting under the Christmas tree and unwrapping gifts. And this is going to be a big gift to former President Trump. He's going to sweep up, mop the floors, clean up, and walk out the door with almost every single delegate that he needs to be the nominee after tonight.
It's really going to be remarkable. And Nikki Haley is out there, and she was doing an interview this morning and looks disheveled. It looks like she's been in a heavyweight championship fight, and she's on the losing side of it. But she is still thinking that she's going to be that person at the end of the day. It is just simply delusional at this point.
She reminds me of some of the delusional Democrats that, people know and that you and I know personally. And then they get that big wake-up call, and then it's like, you know, somebody pours a cold big bucket of water over their head to wake them up. The optics of her today, you're dead on, Todd. I mean, she looks terrible. It's very over. There are people in the Haley campaign today that have noted some of the political, you know, talking head pundits that there is nothing planned after today, that any events that she had have all, you know, there's nothing, you know, down the road. I know of nothing in the state of Georgia that's come, you know, we have our primary coming up. There's nothing planned that I've heard about. I'm on everybody's email chain. And I think it's the end of the road for her. I don't think it's the end of the road for her in politics, but it's the end of the road for her in this political season. I have to tell you, Todd, over the weekend, I was on a quick trip to Florida to see the Eagles concert. And I have to say that we had no time to rent a car, so we took Ubers. And every Uber driver is from another country, and they all love Trump. They all love DeSantis. They all love that criminals get locked up. They all love that the roads are in great shape. They all love that they can go to CVS and Walgreens and buy toothpaste without having to, contact the clerk to unlock the case. And so, you know, you go to the state of Florida and you spend as much time there as I do, and you think, wow, what would be a great VP pick in my mind would be DeSantis, because it tees it up for the next election cycle in 4 years because he's young enough. I'm just not sure that Trump's going to go in that direction.
You know, I will say this about DeSantis, and time heals all wounds, as they say. I think he got out at the right time. He is doing a lot of good now that he is back in the governor's mansion, and I love what he did over the weekend, firing the entire DEI staff at the University of Florida. I think that kind of stuff really resonates with people, so I can see where that might possibly be the guy.
I think that if you look at all the governors that are, you know, still on that short list and some of the senators, et cetera, I think, you know, like with everybody, if to know who a person is, you need to look at their resume, see where they're from, and how is the state where that person is operating. And of the entire list, I would say that Florida, of all the states, is operating at a different level. It's operating at a different level than Georgia. It's operating at a different level than Tennessee. It's operating at a different level than South Carolina. And these are all places that I visit on a regular basis. And if you want that little extra something, I think that DeSantis has the discipline that some of the others on the quote short list do not. For example, Vivek Ramaswamy, although he has run a company, I think there's a place for him in the administration, as you and I have joked about before on the air, and your listeners know this, that I believe that he would be the best White House spokesman or chief of staff ever, because he bats for Donald Trump. And you need someone who's loyal like that, who's well-spoken, who's feisty, who has energy, who can, you know, do the duel every day with, the left-wing mainstream media. And let me tell you, those left-wingers are angrier than ever. Angrier than ever.
It's ugly out there, Robin. We played in the last hour, we played the audio of AOC getting chased out of the Alamo Drafthouse Theater in Brooklyn by the pro-Hamas mob. It's brilliant because she created the mob. She was the one who said that, you know what, the whole point of protest is to make people uncomfortable. Well, you know what, now the shoe's on the other foot. But the problem is, Robin, these people are all unhinged. And we've got way too many AOC types in areas of power right now. We've got to root these folks out, vote them out of office.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the most interesting races, Todd, you know, when you say that to that point, look at what's going on in California. I have an eye on the California race tonight because you have a Republican, you know, what's his name over there? God, his name is escaping me, who thought he was the shoo-in for the Feinstein seat, right? Shifty Schiff, right? Shifty Schiff thought that he was in it and totally Democrats. California, you know, it's gone way to the left. And here you have a Republican candidate, who's,
Steve Garvey,
Steve Garvey, who's inching ahead. And people, he may not have the same name recognition, but there are a lot of people in California, even some left wingers that I know, that are so fed up with the illegal crisis, so fed up with homeless sleeping in the streets. I worked there, you worked there back in the day up in Sacramento area. It's a nightmare. Downtown Sacramento is a nightmare of crime and homelessness and illegals, and people have had enough. And when they've had enough, it's like if you don't like your doctor, right? You find a new doctor. And this is the same thing. You get up in the morning and you have to have eyes behind your head. You don't know who's at the gas station lurking. I'm always looking over my shoulder. There's certain places where I'm living that I will not go. And even during the day, I'm looking behind me because I know that there's a lot of illegals that are unvetted. I'm sure many of them are just there, you know, looking to get hired for a day's work, right? Everybody needs money, but you just don't know who you're going to encounter. And look what happened at the, you know, University of Georgia in Athens. Everybody thought it was so safe. And now you have a 22-year-old nursing student who's dead in a casket and buried when she had her whole life ahead of her, had only the illegal not been able to cross into the country, had only the illegal when he committed the crime in New York City been locked up behind bars, only to come south to Georgia 850 miles and kill this beautiful girl. I mean, it is a tragedy, and it's going to keep on happening until we get the real big guy back in office.
Well said. And by the way, that California primary, this is to replace Dianne Feinstein, who died last fall. And the way it works there in California, everybody's in the pool together, and the top two finishers will go head-to-head later this fall. So the question is, will Steve Garvey, who's a former Major League Baseball player, will he be able to generate enough support to get one of those top two positions? And Robin, this is fascinating stat. The last time a Republican was elected from California to the U.S. Senate, 1988.
Wow. Look at that.
1988.
Look at that,
right? So we will be watching that one. And, of course, I think on the Democrat side, real quick, I've got about 60 seconds, Robin. Seems to me the bigger issue on the Democrat side will be the folks who are not voting the protest votes against Joe Biden.
Yeah, there's a big group there, and you have people, you know, that are anti-Israel and pro-Hamas and pro-Palestinian that are very upset with Biden's stance on the war, which, by the way, is still not resolved and is still raging. And what is it, 5 months today that we have hostages, Israelis and Americans, that are still being held by these terrorist thugs? I'm telling you, none of this would have ever happened if Donald Trump was in the White House. Never. They feared this guy. They wouldn't have acted up. He would have had everybody in check because they're all afraid of him.
Yeah, good stuff. Robin, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. It's like the Super Bowl of politics.
It is. And like Jen Psaki, I'll circle back with you.
I love it. All right. Robin Poffman joining us, and we'll have her back on tomorrow to rehash the big stories. And, of course, that California Senate race is really intriguing. And if Steve Garvey is able to get out the vote, that could be very, very interesting because he's going – I mean, there are tons of people in the race. So he could be able to get enough votes to get second place there. That would be huge. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Real quick, before we go to break, let's go to Dustin listening to us on KXEL. Hi, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just voted this morning for Nikki Haley here in Minnesota. I know she's not going to win. I just don't know what I'm going to do for the general election because I have to vote for Biden now.
Well, why would you have to vote? Why would you vote for Joe Biden?
Because Trump said if you vote for Haley, you're banned from MAGA.
No, that's not what. No, that is not what he said, Dustin, and you know it. Look, if you say that you are going to be voting for Joe Biden, that means you're a Democrat, and at least take ownership of that.
I want to vote for Trump. But
then vote for him.
He doesn't want my vote.
Vote for him.
No, he doesn't. I'm loyal to Trump. He said if you vote for Nikki Haley, you cannot be in MAGA. You're banned.
Why are you voting for Nikki Haley?
Just like how Carrie Lake told John McCain Republicans to F off and go away. Trump did the same to me. So I'm going to vote for Biden. I wish I didn't have to, but I'm loyal to Trump.
Well, Dustin, look, you're free to do whatever you want to do. But again, I'm not quite sure why you're voting for Nikki. If you say you're a part of MAGA, why would you vote for Nikki Haley in the first place? I don't understand that.
I think Haley was better than Trump.
No, but you just said you're MAGA, and Nikki Haley is not MAGA, Dustin. Look, here's the deal, and we got to run for break, and I appreciate the call, Dustin. Look, if you say you're MAGA and you're voting for Nikki Haley, you're not MAGA. You're an establishment rhino. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us today. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, this polling data, not looking good for old Joe. Former President Trump widening his lead in the latest CBS YouGov poll, and that new high of 4 points. Trump drawing 52% support in a head-to-head matchup against Biden at 48%. Who are the 48%? Who are those people? A majority of Trump backers say their vote is based on liking the candidate, while a plurality of Biden backers do not base their vote on liking him. Among other bad signs for Biden, 66% say things in America are going badly. 45% say Biden has done a poor job as president. 45% say Biden's southern border is a crisis. 50% believe a second Biden term would exacerbate the border crisis. 72% say a second Trump term would reduce illegal crossings. I am curious to hear from you. And we've got millions of listeners all over America. And I am curious to hear from you on this one. What issue matters to you going into the ballot box today in the Super Tuesday states? What issue matters to you? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia all going to the polls today. Now, this is interesting. Someone sent me a note. There was a gathering of Republicans in the Memphis area, and the speaker made an interesting note. He said, that we need more purple Republicans at the local level. And by purple Republicans, he's meaning Democrats. Now, here in this part of the country, the Republicans are in shambles. I really don't know what else to say. They can't win any elections. And so now they're thinking the reason why they can't win elections is because they are not more like the Democrats. Is that a path forward? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Just a reminder that we are raising money. It's our annual radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom, and we're raising $20,000 to help our friends at ADF fight for our freedom, fight for religious liberty all the way to the Supreme Court, and they handle all of their cases pro bono. They do not charge their clients a single penny, whether it's senior citizens who can't have a Bible study in their community center, or young girls who are having to compete against transgender athletes. ADF is there standing in the gap, and we want you to be a part of that effort. All you have to do is go to our website, toddstarnes.com. That's toddstarnes.com. Click on the ADF banner at the top of the page, and you can contribute, whether it's $5 or $100. Whatever you can give would be greatly appreciated. You can also call them at 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us President Trump's National Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt. And Caroline, happy Super Tuesday to you.
Hey, Todd. Happy Super Tuesday to you. Thank you so much for having me on this very exciting day for the campaign, for our country. And we're very excited about tonight's results.
I know that President Trump was on the show yesterday, and he sounds so enthusiastic, so encouraged, and also very determined facing, you know, what this country is facing right now. The president is just determined to go the distance here and win in 2024.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Todd, I've never seen this president more fired up, more focused, more ready to win as he is in this November election. We are 100% focused on beating Joe Biden, the Democrats now. This primary is over as far as we're concerned. Tonight's going to be a delegate avalanche for President Trump. We got 15 states voting. We're hoping for a big sweep, big victories in all of them. And then it will be one step closer to President Trump receiving the necessary delegates that he needs to be the official party nominee. But nevertheless, we're taking the fight to Joe Biden. President Trump had an amazing visit to the border last Thursday. We went head-to-head with Joe Biden and absolutely won the day. The American people got to see what it would be like to have a really, truly strong leader back in the White House. And that's why President Trump is leading in the polls, in the general election polls against Joe Biden in every single battleground state. So we're ready and we're focusing on the issues that matter, which are the immigration crisis we see at our southern border, rebuilding our economy, rebuilding our military, and stopping these wars overseas.
So I would like to think, and I can't verify this information, Caroline, but I'd like to think I was the first person to endorse the president after what happened in 2020. And people are like, whoa, Starnes, what are you doing? Shouldn't you wait? And I said, no, not at all. I said, I think he's going to run again, and he deserves to run again, and he deserves my vote because he delivered on every single thing that he promised. And I think he got a raw deal. And Caroline, I still believe that to this day. And I think a lot of people around the country, even probably some independents, are looking at what they're doing to President Trump, and they realize this is not right.
Oh, absolutely. I would 100% agree with that. President Trump is leading with independents over Joe Biden right now because of the issues that you just mentioned, immigration, the wide open border. You know, every state has become a border state. Every community is being impacted with tragic headlines about members of their community that have been taken at the hands of an illegal immigrant, as we saw 2 weeks ago with the horrific death of Lakin Riley, the beautiful young nursing student in Georgia. You know, every American is suffering because of Bidenomics, costing the average family nearly $20,000 more a year just to have the same quality of life as they were under President Trump a few years ago. And when Americans sit at home and think about the prospect of our country being embroiled in a World War III, that's a very real possibility if we continue with this old, senile, corrupt president in Joe Biden, who is compromised by our adversary nations, can hardly speak. Our adversaries are not deterred by him at all like they were President Trump. We could very well find ourselves in a situation where young American soldiers are once again going overseas to fight in wars that have nothing to do with the many crises we have facing us here at home. And so, you know, Americans see all of this and they realize we can't afford four more years of Joe Biden. And that's why we need President Trump so badly to return us back to the times where the country was secure and the world was peaceful.
Caroline Levitt is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And Caroline, we're hearing from folks all across the country. And one question we've been getting is, well, we know Trump is going to win, so why do we need to get out to the primary? And why do we need to get out and vote today? What do you tell those people?
Oh, such a great question, Todd. And I'm glad you asked it in that way, because I understand how it can be easy to get complacent, right? We're 100% confident President Trump's going to be the nominee. He's been sweeping every state thus far. We don't expect anything to change on that front tonight. But this is more than just about securing the nomination. This is about sending a very strong message to the Democrats in November that we are coming for them in states like Virginia, which is voting today, states like North Carolina, states like the great state of Texas that has been on the front lines of this border crisis. Think about the pain that Biden's policies have inflicted on you and your state and your community over the last 4 years. Today's your chance to get out there and make your voice heard on who you want to be the next president of the United States. And the fact that President Trump is breaking records in nearly every single state, he won by a historic margin in Iowa. He won more votes than any candidate from either party in New Hampshire. He swept Nevada. He had a huge victory in South Carolina. Same thing in Michigan. I mean, it's very clear to the Democrats that the Republican base and common sense independents are fired up for change. They want to reelect President Trump. We want to continue that momentum and that enthusiasm because we're seeing it everywhere the president goes across the country. And, you know, it's your right and your responsibility to get out and vote. You only have this chance every 4 years. So go do it and vote for the guy who's going to make this country great again.
That's it. All right, Caroline, know you're super busy, and we always appreciate the great time that you spend with us. Thank you again, and good luck tonight.
We appreciate you, Todd. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. There we go, folks. Caroline Levitt, who is President Trump's National Press Secretary. And by the way, President Trump on the show yesterday, and if you missed that interview, it was a lot of fun. Go to our website, and you can download our podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the interview free of charge. So we do not charge for our podcast or our newsletter over at the website. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to William, who wants to raise some voting concerns. Hey, William, what you got for us?
Went to the booth this morning, Todd. Voted for you. Voted for myself. Voted for the rest of the people in America. And it was about the safety for this country. We don't get this safety back in place for this country, nothing else can be done. Safety is priority, number one.
Wait, you voted for me? Did you voted for me?
Voted for you, just like you're going to vote for me. What I mean by that,
oh, I see,
the American people.
Well, darn, I was kind of, I didn't realize I was campaigning. I didn't know I was on the ballot, William.
Well, if you were a candidate, I would vote, and I'd go early and go often.
Well, I'd say my Twitter feed might disqualify me from that activity, but. William, so it's safety for you, though, right? This is the public safety. That's the big issue.
Stand for it.
All right.
Safety, safety, safety.
William, I love it. And we've got you down. Thank you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard from William. He went to go vote today, and he was voting for public safety. What are you voting for today? What is the issue? Is it the economy? Is it the border? Is it something else? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Got to take a break? Be sure to pre-order my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? In bookstores March 19th, but you can order a copy right now at your favorite bookstore. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this Super Tuesday. And we want to hear from you. If you've been out to the polls, big crowds, no crowds. What are the big issues that are compelling you to get out there and vote today? Give us a call at 901-260-5926. I'm intrigued by our next caller, Boyd, from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. And, Boyd, I understand you have a story about me at a book event. What's that all about?
In our local area. When they were having a national meeting there.
All right.
And just wanted to thank him for that.
Well, you're on the air, Boyd, so what's going on? This is Todd.
Oh, hi, Todd. From Martin, Georgia, which is close to Toccoa, Georgia, and I just want to give a shout-out to you about when you came and spoke to the Trail Scouts in Toccoa, Georgia, several years ago.
Trail Life USA.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was very nice of you, and meant a lot to those boys and those that support the Trail Life Scouts.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I remember that. It was in Toccoa, Georgia, beautiful setting there on the lake, and Trail Life USA having their meeting. Are you a part of Trail Life?
My grandson is a Trail Life Scout, so in that way, I'm an Eagle Scout, but kind of shifted to really support the Trail Scouts nowadays.
So how, I'm just curious, how has that experience been for your grandson being a part of Trail Life?
Oh, it's been awesome. I think he is growing with all the right characteristics and qualities and the moral base for a young man. He's about 10 years old. Really enjoys it, and I think he learned so much from the Trail Life Scouts. And his dad's a Marine, so he's got a combination of getting squared away.
That's a combo platter of getting squared away right there, Boyd.
Yes, sir.
Well, Boyd, thank you for that, and I look forward to coming back to the Gainesville area. We're going to be in Gainesville for a book signing, and we're not quite ready to announce the date just yet, but I can tell you it's going to be a lot of fun, and hope to see you there.
We really appreciate you here, Todd.
All right, thank you very much, Boyd. Appreciate you as well. And you know, it's funny, a lot of the big guys, they go to the big cities, and I get it. We love big cities too. Places like Atlanta and Nashville and, you know, Los Angeles. And I go and I speak in those cities. But I love going to the smaller towns and communities. And people are genuinely shocked when we actually show up. But we do, and I love it. A couple of weeks ago, I was in town for something over in the Asheville area and realized, hey, wait a second, Hendersonville is not too far from Asheville, and we've got a great station there, WHKP, and we drove over and said hello to folks, and then went on our way. So, and all that to say, we're going to have a lot of fun this year, starting in March and all the way through the summer months. Getting out and shaking hands and meeting all of our great listeners. And we just love doing that. And I love meeting all of our great radio station people. And, you know, if you haven't done so, you should call your local radio station and just thank them for the hard work they're doing. Because, trust me, it's a lot of hard work. And we are so grateful that so many radio stations around the country are broadcasting our program. And it's an honor. And we take that very seriously. And we don't take anything for granted here on the Todd Stearns radio program. I can promise you that. All right, coming up in just a little while, we're going to be talking to Senator Rick Scott out of Florida, and we'll try to get his take on the Department of Veterans Affairs and their decision to ban and then possibly unban the iconic Kiss photo from Times Square. Unbelievable. Also, Timothy Head is going to be here. He is from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. He's been a regular on the program talking about Super Tuesday and evangelical voters, and also wants to weigh in on the Colorado ballot case. So we'll be checking in with him as well. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. The Wooster Public Library, that's in Massachusetts, they have launched a March Meowness Week. And in March Meowness Week, they're offering fee forgiveness through the entire month for any damaged or lost items. But there is a catch. In order to have your library fees and fines forgiven, you have to show library staff a picture of a cat. Felines for fee forgiveness, that's what the library says on its website. Show us a picture of your cat, a famous cat, a picture you drew of a cat, a shelter cat, any cat, and we will forgive fees on your library accounts. We understand accidents can happen, and sometimes fees might hold you back from fully using your public library. There are some stipulations, but I'm not going to read through all that. In addition to fee forgiveness, the library will also be hosting a variety of cat-themed events through the month. Why cats? Do we know why? Why cats? Are the librarians, are they fond of cats? Why not dogs? You know, Robin Poffman, our good friend, she is not a cat person. And she really doesn't like cats. I'm not an animal person. I like dogs. And I mean, I see the pictures of the cats. Every now and again, I'll get in this weird Instagram algorithm where for the longest time I was in the algorithm of horses giving birth, which is a little off-putting. Just want to throw that out there for what it's worth. And then here lately, I've been on the little kitten thing. So I get these kitten videos. Dylan, do you ever get into any of the weird algorithms on
all
Instagram?
All the time. And the cooking. I'm in the cooking algorithm right now.
Oh.
So every time I get on there, I'm hungry.
I do. I'm on the country cooking, so I get all these southern cooks.
Yeah. I get, like, butchers cutting, like, cows and geez, just, like, showing us the specific cut. I'm into it. I'm in too deep.
That's unfortunate. But or you could be a butcher.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Switch it up a little bit.
I'm all about that. But as long as I can get it, I just don't like seeing horses giving birth. Or elephants.
Yeah. I don't know how you got there.
You know why? Because I clicked on one of the elephants giving birth. I thought the elephant was constipated. Then all of a sudden, boom, out pops Junior.
Yeah, it was moving.
It was disgusting. You don't want to be anywhere around an elephant when that happens. I'm just going to say, you need a splash guard. So there you go. March Meowness at the Wooster Public Library for giving fees, but you have to give them a cat photo. It sounds to me like somebody on staff has a cat fetish, and this is a way of getting free merch. That's what I'm saying. What about Garfield? Can you do Garfield? Sylvester. Sylvester the Putty Tat. Anybody remember that one? Sylvester and Tweety Bird? That's old school.
What about Tom?
Oh, Tom from Tom and Jerry.
But they kind of go together. You kind of have to have both.
Well, that's true. So you can't have, yeah, it's true. So Tom, Sylvester the Putty Tat, Garfield, among some of the other cats. Oh, who was the one from Winnie the Pooh? Tigger. Well, he was like a tiger. So, I guess that counts. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. Don't forget, in the break, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. Give a few dollars. Help us out in our March Radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom. Our goal, $20,000. We are not there yet, which is why we need your help. Again, toddstearns.com. Click on that banner at the top of the page. Senator Rick Scott coming up next, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Happy Super Tuesday to you. Want to give you an update. So now the head of the U.S. Veterans Affairs is saying they are no longer going to ban the iconic photograph of the sailor kissing the woman in Times Square on VJ Day, which has been an iconic image, a famous image in American history, symbolizing the celebration and the joyfulness of this country on the day that the Japanese surrendered. But now, last month, the Veterans Affairs Department sent out a memorandum across the entire nation saying that that photograph had to be taken down immediately. Now, word leaked out today, thanks to our friend Congressman Tim Burchett, and Veterans Affairs is now walking it all back. But my question is, what did they do with all the photos? Did they throw them in the trash? I mean, this happened last month. But again, ladies and gentlemen, it just goes to show you that elections have consequences. That's it. It's that simple. I want to bring into the conversation Senator Rick Scott from Florida, great American patriot. And Senator, this story is just bonkers, but it goes to show you how woke our federal government has become.
I think they're just plain stupid. I mean, if you think about it, if you went to most anywhere in this country, they would say, who would, why would they even do that? Why would they not use that photo? I mean, it's like, this is just pure stupidity. Who comes up with, don't you just wonder sometimes, who at the White House comes up with all these stupid ideas that they follow? Somebody has to, right?
It's a great question. This is just insanity. But then again, we've seen this happen in the military, and they seem to be more concerned about transgenderism and embracing the individuality of transgenderism as opposed to building a cohesive fighting force.
I joined the Navy at 18. What you learn pretty fast is there's a chain of command, and you better help follow it. And the truth is, as you learn, that's the only way you can fight. Somebody's got to be making the decisions, and when they do, get on board. And this idea that, I'm not sure about that. Let's all have a meeting. No, whoever's in charge, I mean, that's the way the military works. They're in charge, and we go down that path. And maybe after the war, we'll figure out that maybe we could have done it a different way. But if we don't have a fighting force that goes down one path and we all work for one mission, I mean, this is not going to last. I mean, this administration is the just plain stupid administration.
Senator, a lot going on today, of course, Super Tuesday, but there is still a lot of debate and chatter over leadership in the Senate. And I'm curious, who do you think ought to replace Mitch McConnell?
Well, I think what we ought to do first is do what, I'm a business guy. So what we did in business, we'd say, okay, what's our purpose? What's our mission? What's our strategy? And then you say, okay, now that's what that is. So now let's go find somebody that has a track record of being able to implement that. That's what we did in business. Why don't we do that here? So Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, and I called for a conference meeting to do just that. Say, okay, so what do we want to get accomplished here as Republicans in the Senate? Because what's been happening since Joe Biden got elected is we've been helping, not me, but Mitch McConnell and the people around him have been helping Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer with their agenda, the heck with the Republican voter agenda. And I think that has to change. That's why I ran against McConnell, 15 months ago. But the first step now, forget about who it ought to be. Let's decide, who are we? Are we just a rubber stamp for Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden? Count me out. I'm not doing that with my life. I came up here to change it. I saw President Trump yesterday. And I said, I want him to win big. I look forward when he's the president, and I look forward to big change. But to get that done, what we've got to do is we have to say, as Republicans in the House and Senate, we're on board for big change, because that's what this country expects, and that's what this country needs.
I'm wondering, as far as strategy going into the fall elections, would it make sense to have a concerted joint effort, House, Senate, presidency, running together on the same issues and really sort of this coalition feel going into the elections?
Absolutely. Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. Whoever is going to be the leader in the House and the Senate, the leaders in the House and Senate need to say, we're going to help implement President Trump's agenda. And if you don't believe in President Trump's agenda, you shouldn't be a leader, because he's going to be the leader of the United States, and he's going to be the leader of the free world, and he's going to be the leader of the Republican movement to change the direction of this country. So either you better get on board, right, or nothing's going to get done.
It's a fair point. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Senator Rick Scott from Florida. I'm curious, who would you like to see? Who do you think's got the edge on VP?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's a lot of good people out there. I think President Trump, you know, for his election in 16, when he picked Mike Pence, it was smart because Mike Pence actually helped him win the election, I think, because he had a relationship with a certain group of people, the evangelicals. So I think that helped him. So I assume what President Trump will do this time is, you know, when we'll see what happens when he makes his decision. But, you know, I don't know, June, May, June, July or something like that. He'll say, OK, so who could help make sure we win in November? Because if we don't win, then we don't get to govern. So he has to pick somebody that's going to help him win the election and then, you know, help him govern afterwards.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you're right. I think the nice thing about the Republican Party, we've got a good deep bench, and I think we've got a great JV, but I think we've got a great freshman team coming up as well. We've got some really solid folks in the party.
Yeah, we have the Republican Party is on the uprise. I mean, we are coming up. You go around Florida, I do, you know, I give two or three county events a week now, you know, speeches. We have big turnouts. You know, we've gone from in 2010 when I ran for governor, 568,000 more Democrats than Republicans, and now we have over 800,000 more Republicans over Democrats. So if we run on the issues that people care about, like let's secure the border, let's build a better economy, let's not be in wars all over the world, let's, you know, balance our budget, then I think we're going to have a great November, and two, I mean, President Trump will have a great second term.
Well, not only that, I think when you look at the issues, and it's pretty clear to me, you know, moving into the election cycle, immigration and crime, which are, I mean, they're running neck and neck, at least among our listeners, and especially with that horrible story out of Georgia. It's just a reminder that very bad people are doing very bad things to Americans in this country.
We've had a young man get killed in a drunk, illegal immigrant. I think he was drunk, was in a car accident in Pensacola. Eagle Scout, serviceman, got killed. I mean, I don't get the Democrats. Like, don't they care that 70,000 people are dying of drugs? I mean, do they think only it impacts Republicans? Do they not care that we got criminals and terrorists and human traffickers come into our country? I just don't get the Democrats. Like, why have they just given up on this country? I love this country. Democrats have given up on this country. I know we could always improve. But I'm like Reagan. I think, gosh, our better days are ahead, but it's only if we get better people elected. So I think it's going to happen. I think we're going to have a great November. But, you know, what it takes is everybody get out there and fight for this. You know, you need to make sure you vote. But on top of that, make sure you help people vote. Go work for candidates. Go be a poll watcher. Make sure there's no fraud. So take, you know, say to yourself, hey, this election is so important to me, I'm going to put time into it. And that's because as a candidate, that's what we need. We need to win every local race. If we win every local race, we're going to win every statewide race.
That's it. And real quick, before I let you go, Senator, we've been following the Supreme Court ruling, just a remarkable unanimous decision there. But now we understand Jamie Raskin's, also Eric Swalwell in the House. These guys, that it's quite frankly, what they're doing is election interference, it seems to me, trying to introduce legislation to keep Trump off the ballot.
What jerks. I mean, did they, if we were doing that to a Democrat, I mean, then we would be a threat to democracy. They're the ones that are a threat to democracy. I was with Trump yesterday. He was excited. He was excited about the unanimous decision. It was the right decision. It's ridiculous how they're how Democrats are targeting him all over the country. But they're targeting him because they know he's got a great message and he's going to win in November. So the only way they can beat him is to try to get him off the ballot. Biden is so bad. I mean, an open, completely open border. He's ruined the economy. Look at the Ukraine. What's happened in Ukraine is caused by because of Biden. What's happened with Hamas and the Houthis. Biden is so weak.
Senator, we're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate your great insight and information. And just between you and me, I think you'd make one heck of a great replacement for Mitch McConnell.
We'll see. I'm seriously considering it.
All right. Well, we look forward to that day, and I think you do a great job. You're just what we need up there on Capitol Hill. Thank you again. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Todd. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, folks. Senator Rick Scott, and he would make a great replacement for Mitch McConnell. And again, you heard him say that he was meeting with President Trump. It does make you wonder how all of that will play out. But we would be in great hands in the Senate with Rick Scott leading our Republicans. All right, folks, so we've got to take a quick break here. Just a reminder, all this month, our radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom continues. They are fighting for us every single day in the courtroom, all the way to the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, and they don't charge their clients a single penny. They're fighting for religious liberty. They're fighting for our freedom. They're fighting for the unborn. And they're doing it without charging a single penny, which is why they need our help. And I've agreed to raise $20,000 for ADF, and we're doing it right here in the month of March. This is an annual event, and this is a cause that I care very deeply about. They are fighting, and they are winning. And that's what I love about ADF. You can go to ToddStearns.com right now. Click on the banner at the top of the page. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on that top banner, and you'll be able to make a contribution, whether it's $5, $10, $100, whatever you can give. We would greatly appreciate it. Again, that's ToddStearns.com. Click on the ADF banner. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. I'm telling you, Dylan, it's like trying to come up for air. You know, in the commercial breaks, I was talking to Grace Baker. We're trying to get all these. We've got lots of moving parts with the book coming out. And we're going to be in Washington, D.C. for a big event with our friends at the House Freedom Caucus. That's coming up. Then we're out to California, Santa Barbara at the Reagan Ranch for the big conference with the high school kids. And then we're off to California again for an event, then off to Phoenix. And the book still hasn't even come out yet. It's not even officially in bookstores yet. So I got this urgent call from the publisher yesterday afternoon after the show, and he was like, holy cow, what is going on? We're already in our second printing of the book. We had to launch the second printing of the book, and it's not even in the bookstores yet, which is great news. So thank you, all of you, for getting out there and spreading the word and purchasing a copy of the book. And I just cannot wait for you to read it. I'm very excited. I just feel super good about where we're going with this book. So all that to say thank you, but you guys almost caught me on the phone talking to Grace Baker. So, and she says hello. Oh, by the way, I went to the Buc-ee's, and they have a whole dog section. Have you guys been to Buc-ee's? I'm curious to hear your experience. It's kind of like a Walmart for travelers, I guess, is a good way of looking at it. But Dylan, one of the things that really surprised me about the Buc-ee's in Texas is that they have like the shopping carts, and it looked like the locals were doing their grocery shopping at the Buc-ee's.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I don't know what that's all about. Everybody said, well, you got to try the brisket. And I tried the brisket, but I don't like sauce on my brisket. I'm not a big barbecue sauce guy. Memphis is a dry rub town, which is the way God intended barbecue to be. And so anyway, I said, hey, look, is it possible to get the, some sliced brisket without the sauce? And they said, okay, we can do that. And I tried it, and Dylan, I took one bite, and I'm like, got any sauce back there? Got any sauce?
Nobody does it like us.
No, it's true. Yep. It's I don't mean to be a barbecue snob, but if it's not from Memphis, it's not barbecue.
Their breakfast is good.
Oh, over at Bucky's?
Yeah, they got the burritos.
Ooh.
It'll fill you up.
Now, I bet the burritos will be good. But I went down, so I'm driving further down the interstate. By that time, it's nap time. And I need to stop and get some coffee. And there's this place they do the fried pies, homemade fried pies. And, man, those things were great. I forgot that for some reason, I got them. And then I just got busy driving, and I forgot to snack on them. And when I got home, I'm like, holy cow, I've got the fried pies. Had the apple, and it was very delicious. They do that well down in Texas. And the barbecue, look, the barbecue in Texas is good, but it's brisket. It's not pork, right? I never, and this is a general rule of thumb, Dylan, if I am not in the Mid-South, I will not try pulled pork. That's it. I've been disappointed far too many times. So I say, you know what? I'm just going to stick around Memphis. If I'm going to Idaho, Oklahoma, I'll eat something chicken fried. They do that well there. And where's that place that's got the throwed roll? They throw rolls at you? The throwed rolls place. What is the name of that place?
Almost said Leonard's, but Leonard's is a Memphis place.
No, they throw rolls, but that's, you know, normally there's a fist fight involved. But this is intentional, so the waitress is literally.
It starts with an L.
What is
Lambert's.
It? Lambert's. All right. I knew. Yeah, somebody would call in and say that's what it is. I was talking to Dr. Robert Jeffress, though, from First Baptist Dallas, and he's doing a lot of events. He's doing a lot of speaking in Branson, which has now become like a huge destination. And I'm curious if any of our listeners have actually been to Branson, but it's a, let's just say it's a step up from Pigeon Forge. Nothing against Pigeon Forge. But I think Branson is kind of like a little elevated. It would be the Palm Beach of redneck resorts, if you will. I love it over there. Beautiful out there. So anyway, just as a brief aside, why was I talking about Bucky's? There was a reason. I'll get back to it. By the way, do you realize somebody left Gibson Donuts downstairs? There are no longer some Gibson Donuts downstairs. I just want to point that out. Any folks driving through Memphis and you don't want barbecue, stop by Gibson's Donuts and tell them I sent you, because those are the finest donuts in America. Hands down. All right, we got to take a break. Why was I talking about Bucky's? There was a reason. I got off on a tangent. I hate it when I do that. All right, Timothy Head coming up, Faith and Freedom Coalition Executive Director, talking about evangelical voters. Are you Christians getting out of voting today? Are you? We want to know about that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
All right. Welcome back. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our number. Well, this item just in, a little bit of breaking news from Arizona. Senator Kristen Sinema will not seek re-election in 2024. That is a very big deal. And quite frankly, I believe she probably sees the writing on the wall here. So there you go. The breaking news out of Arizona, Senator Kristen Sinema will not be running for re-election. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our friend Timothy Head. He is the executive director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Timothy, good to have you with us today. Curious, what are you hearing about Super Tuesday? We going to have a good turnout today?
Well, I think the turnout will be pretty strong, but I think the results are probably pretty well baked in. I think most folks know that that Donald Trump is going to probably have another really strong day today. I think some people are wondering if what happens on Wednesday, with the Haley camp and if most of these things start to kind of consolidate pretty quickly here.
Let's talk about the evangelical voters, which a huge voting bloc, a big, very important for Republicans. What are some of the issues that are topping their list of concerns?
Yeah, that's right. So, I think most people in politics still have not fully caught on that the evangelical and Catholic conservative vote is the largest single voting bloc in all of American politics. And issues around life and marriage, around religious liberty, and around Israel are really big deals. And I'd say there are other hot topics today, like school choice, definitely the border and immigration, and then just kind of the economy writ large. Those are kind of generic things that all voters care about. Those are certainly top of mind for a lot of Christian voters today as well.
And let's talk about the border specifically. There's been a lot of concern. What are you hearing from evangelicals? What are their concerns about the border?
Well, I think that most evangelicals they do believe that we have a responsibility to care for, the Bible refers to the alien or the sojourner, the traveler. But nobody believes that just means that we should have no borders. Okay. So immigration policy obviously needs to have some sort of kind of, who is in and who is out. And then we can have thoughtful, measured ways of making sure the people that are in are cared for appropriately. And I think that's where most, everybody don't know exactly where to put that line, but clearly there needs to be a border and there needs to be an enforced system that allows people that we do want in our country to be here legally. And frankly, for people who are dangerous or are not productive, those people are the ones that we need to be able to screen out.
One of the challenges I would have to imagine is over the years, people forget just how powerful and influential the evangelical voting bloc is. There may be, and there has been some talk about going soft on some of the culture war issues. What advice do you guys give? What counsel do you give to Republican leadership when it comes to evangelicals?
Well, like I just said, it's the largest voting bloc in all of politics. Basically, in the last two elections, about 27% of the entire electorate have been self-identified evangelical Christians, and another 9% are conservative Catholics. So about 36-37% are conservative, faith-based voters. And so, we do tell all candidates, either president or U.S. Senate, governor, et cetera, that you need to be strong and have conviction and be willing to fight over biblical values. But then I think that we can communicate those in strategic ways and not, hateful ways. You can have some whimsy to these communications, but the policy still needs to be biblically centered and within a constitutional framework.
And yet some people would take what you just said and say, the folks over at Faith and Freedom Coalition, they're just a bunch of Christian nationalists.
Well, welcome to the 2024 branding, media branding exercise. They try some new moniker and pejorative every single election cycle to see which one sticks. And it just turns out in 2016, despite some very clever marketing of books out there that worked very well, that we are not indeed, completely reprobates unable to be saved, certainly communicated to the whole country, that we believe what we believe, and we believe that there are solutions to things that are out there, to problems that are out there, but the left just never ceases to try to castigate and humiliate people of biblical faith, and it never does quite seem to work.
No, it's true. You're absolutely right about that, and I think they know that a lot of these pastors are already super sensitive about offending people or speaking out on some of the big controversies of the day. So what better way just to basically shut everybody up by saying, if If you've got an American flag in your sanctuary, you know, you're a sinner, and that's evil, that's unbiblical, and you've got to stop loving America. I mean, that's ludicrous in my estimation, but I think it's going to be very effective in some places.
Well, in some places, I think it will be. But listen, I think one of the interesting dynamics that is sort of built into this is they know that calling people, you know, a basket of deplorables actually turns a bunch of people off a ton, like literally tens of millions of people. And so this is sort of a moderating effort to say, we're not saying that all Christians are bad. We're just saying white Christians are bad. Okay. You know, because I think they've recognized that, they still need a bunch of Hispanic, you know, evangelicals and Catholics to vote for, various policies, et cetera. And so, but the reality is the more they castigate, Christians and Catholics, the more the memo gets out to all of these people. And also, by the way, the harder they go left on woke, transgender kind of ideological things, the more they marginalize anybody, any person of faith, any Christian that doesn't agree with those kinds of policies and messages. And so they're going to try to have their cake and eat it too, but honestly, I don't think it's going to work very well.
All right. Well, Tim, we're going to leave it right there. Great stuff as we continue Super Tuesday voting around the nation. I will say this. I think turnout's going to be sort of light today. I was the only person at my voting precinct this morning.
Yeah, probably. I think the suspense is probably starting to get a little bit thin. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. All right, Tim, good hearing from you. By the way, ffcoalition.com is the website. We have a link to that up on our live show blog, ffcoalition.com. All right, Timothy Ed, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless.
All right. So, Dylan, I can't remember if I sent this audio over earlier. There's a guy in North Carolina, and he's explaining in great detail why he is not voting for Nikki Haley. And this is pretty fascinating. And I'm trying to describe this as best as possible. This is a good old boy, right? He's just a good old boy from down in Dixie over in North Carolina. And he's talking to this woke reporter, probably from north of the Mason-Dixon line. And this guy is explaining why he will never vote for Nikki Haley.
What do you think of Nikki Haley? Did you ever consider her?
What I got to say, you don't really want to put it on.
Let me hear it.
Well, a woman's not going to be a good president. She have no balls to scratch. She's just going to scratch her head. All a woman's good for in my book is having babies and taking care of the house. But that's the old thing, you know. But I'm old school.
So you never even considered her?
No.
Mainly because she's a woman?
Because she's female. So, I mean, females, don't get me wrong, females know what they're doing, but they still got to have a little bit of guidance. Trump would be the one to guide her through the
all right. So there you go. The guy says that all a woman is good for in my book is having babies and taking care of the house. I think he may be sleeping on the couch tonight. Anyway, there you go. That's the latest from North Carolina. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Oh. Hey there, Brother Starnes. First of all, I want to say I'm glad to be talking to you today. But, you know, I can tell you exactly why a lot of these churches and these pastors, and I'm directing this towards them, and I don't care if I offend them, they're hiding behind the pulpit, not speaking the truth, because there's a little thing called the Johnson Amendment, and they're scared that if they speak the truth, they're going to lose their 501(c) status. And I'm particularly getting sick and tired of it. And so this is why you have so many Bible-believing deplorables. They're going to stop going to churches, and they're going to start looking for truth-filled gospel churches. And I'm directing this towards the pastors because I'm one myself. If you can't speak the truth, then you know what? Just give up your collar and everything else. I'm just really getting tired of it, Todd. Thank God for guys like you. I'm serious. If you had a church, Todd, I'd go. I love you, brother.
Well, you're kind. I'm not a preacher, but I do just speak my mind. And, you know, Pastor John, folks may not like what I have to say, but at least they know where I'm coming from. So all of this, goes back. He was talking about the Johnson Amendment, and one of the things that I found interesting about the Johnson Amendment is that it really doesn't apply to black churches, right? Black churches, minority churches in general, are basically Democrat political party headquarters. And the mainstream media turns a blind eye to all of that. Now, if President Trump goes into a church, it becomes breaking news. As a matter of fact, who are the atheists from Wisconsin? The Freedom from Religion Foundation people. Bunch of godless heathens. And they're atheists. Well, that's redundant, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, they're just really not nice people. And they're trying to get Pastor Jack Hibbs's tax-exempt status revoked from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, because he talks truth from the pulpit. And it's ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous, that churches cannot talk about political issues from the pulpit. It's disgusting. But all of this stems from President Johnson when he was in the Senate. He was the senator. This happened before he became a vice president. And the reason why Lyndon Johnson wanted to punish the churches is because some of the pastors in his state in Texas were adamantly opposed to his campaign. And so he wanted to punish them, and he wanted to shut up the churches. And that's what Lyndon Johnson did. You know, a lot of people think that he's just an old curmudgeon, old Lyndon, and Lady Bird, and Lucy Bird, and whatever the other daughter is, and he's got the little beagle Johnson. Did you notice every person in his life, including the dog, had the initials LBJ? Isn't that interesting? So anyway, everybody, he's just old Lyndon. He's just Lyndon. He's just a little profane. No, he was a bad dude. And by the way, his policies led to where we are right now, and especially in the minority communities. It was Lyndon Johnson and his policies that created these projects that put generations of American citizens onto welfare. That was Lyndon Johnson. That's who he is. That's who he really is. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, we got to figure this out. Who is Donald Trump going to pick for his VP? Who does he need to pick? Well, Newsmax wants to know. Newsmax, my favorite cable news channel. And by the way, you can watch my Newsmax show, 5 o'clock Eastern. And you can watch that on YouTube, Facebook, all of their social media channels. That is the Todd Stearns Show, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. And we're going to have a great show coming up later this evening. But anyway, Newsmax wants to know, who do you think President Trump ought to pick? Now, they're running a national poll, and all you have to do is text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747, and you'll be able to participate in the poll. So again, text the word SKIP to 39747, and be sure to vote in today's Newsmax poll. All right. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. Do we have the audio from Kristen Sinema just a few moments ago making this announcement?
In 2017, I warned we were approaching a crossroads. Our democracy was weakened by government dysfunction and the constant pull to the extremes by both political parties. I promised I would do my best to fix it, to protect and defend our Constitution, to listen to others without judging, to focus on what unites us, and to make Americans' lives better. Through listening, understanding, and compromise, we delivered tangible results that make America safer, stronger, and more prosperous. Yet, despite modernizing our infrastructure, ensuring clean water, delivering good jobs and safer communities, Americans still choose to retreat farther to their partisan corners. These solutions are considered failures, either because they're too much or not nearly enough. It's all or nothing. The outcome, less important than beating the other guy. The only political victories that matter these days are symbolic, Attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. Compromise is a dirty word. We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division. I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now. I love Arizona, and I am so proud of what we've delivered. Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will lead the Senate at the end of this year. Over my career, I've shown how government can work for everyday people. Partnering with Senator Rob Portman and eight other bipartisan senators, our historic infrastructure law gave Arizonans better broadband, new roads and bridges, cleaner air and water, and more job opportunities. Teaming up with Senator Todd Young, we saved the CHIPS and Science Law from partisan collapse. Now America and Arizona can lead the way in semiconductor manufacturing, and our country is safer and more secure. Working with Senators Mitt Romney, Tammy Baldwin, and others, we gave Americans of all backgrounds peace of mind, protecting marriage and religious freedoms. By standing up to short-sighted partisan ideas, I protected our country's economic growth and competitiveness and kept taxes low during a time of rampant inflation. And I ensured Arizona had a voice in Washington, delivering unprecedented resources for Arizona and the West's historic drought. Bringing Senators John Cornyn, Chris Murphy, and Tom Tillis together to tackle the intractable issue of gun violence, we saved lives and improved our country's mental health care. These solutions matter. They make an impact in the lives of everyday Americans. And this is how government should work. It's been an honor to serve Arizona for the past 20 years. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Sinema. So there you go. Folks, I'm telling you, there is a giant red wave coming, and it could be a tsunami. Got to get out and vote. That's the lesson here. And I hope you do. Get out today and vote. We need to send a message that Donald Trump is our guy. All right, folks, been a lot of fun. Tomorrow, we're going to recap whatever happens tonight. In the meantime, 5 o'clock Eastern, watch me on Newsmax 2. We've got a great show coming your way. Folks, get out there. You be good, America.